But changing eating habits for young people in the valley is still a challenge. That's the case for Jane Carretero, the daughter of farm workers in Fresno. She brings us this audio diary.
My name's Jane Carretero. I'm 15 years old, and everything's okay. Well, as okay as I could get being a 15-year-old that's pregnant right now. My mom's been really trying to get me to eat vegetables, and I could get away with like not eating any vegetables or fruits. She gets really mad, and my doctor tells me the same thing. It's not healthy for me or the baby.
Hi, what can I make for you?
Can I get a large soda and large fries? I don't really see the point in like being healthy. Well, I do see the point in it, and I see that I should be healthy, but I'm really hungry, and I really want to eat it, so I'm going to eat it.
Large soda, what kind?
Sprite.
Okay.
I usually end up eating, like, hot Cheetos and, like, slushies, so I usually eat that instead of the foods my mom makes. And that will be all.
324 is the first window, please.
Thank you. So, my mom is pretty much the only parent I really have left. She's been caring for me since I was born. She comes from Mexico. She's not from here. She does everything she can to support us and feed me and my two older sisters. She works usually in the grapes or picking string beans. She works in the fields even though it's like 100 degrees outside and she's in the hot sun. My dad passed away when I was in third grade. He had leukemia and lymphoma, I think. And when he was still alive, I mean, he was like the greatest dad ever. I mean, my dad was really sick. He was really weak. He couldn't even go to work. That's when we had to go to the food bank because we just didn't have any money. We didn't have any food, and we were only able to get hamburger buns and like jam, and that was basically what we ate for like a whole week before we went back and get more. My apartment is surrounded by fencing, so I kind of feel safe at night. My mom and my stepdad get one room, and my two older sisters get another room. I sleep in the living room on an air mattress next to the sofa. I'd rather be sleeping on the air mattress rather than on the floor.
It's been about maybe 3 weeks since I recorded it.
Now that I have the baby, I have to watch my diet while what I eat, because I mean, I really want to go back to my original weight. I never told anyone my weight. And by the end of my pregnancy, I was at 200 pounds. So when I got to 200, I was just like, I just full blown started crying. So now I gotta start watching what I eat, which consists of trying not to eat any more McDonald's or like eating junk food. It's crazy how you look at a baby that was in you and then now you're holding it in your arms. Wow, like you were in me for the past 9 months. That day you just find out about a new love.
Jane Carretero's audio diary was produced by the No Youth Media, a project of New America Media. The Hunger in the Valley of Plenty series was reported in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting. To hear all the stories in the series, check out californiareport.org. The television special airs tonight at 7:30 on KQED Channel 9.